ready to grill you this morning. Went to the gym and I listened to your last interview with Andrew Tate. And there's a couple of moments where I really wanted to turn it off.
Andrew Tate is scum. Why on earth would you do an interview? In the comments, people would say, Samuel's gone woke. He sold his soul. He's now a left-wing liberal.
There's a part on one of the videos with Tate where he's like, oh, women do really well in sales because they flirt and etc. And I'm like,
I think a lot of what he says as well, he deliberately is trolling.
You know, their caveman reaction, you know, of like, Samuel's done an interview with Andrew Tate. So I really wanted to know why you done it to start with.
So, morning.
Morning.
I'm ready to grill you this morning.
Good.
Yeah, I'm ready. I sacrificed my gym this morning and listened. I went to the gym and I listened to your last interview with Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Rather than my music and stuff. And there's a couple of moments where I really wanted to turn it off. And then other moments where I was like, okay, all right, yeah, okay, I'll give him that. The bit I wanted to turn off was when he said that women can't drive, which I was just like, whatever. Any stuff like that that people are going to hear and then they're going to have a bad reaction to,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So for me, putting a lot of time, effort and money into you and the academy and everything, which has been amazing for myself and James. When you put out there that you were having this interview with Andrew Tate, my initial reaction was, what the fuck? Why are you doing this, Samuel? Like, what is going on? I had a good, stupidly read some comments and, you know, you kind of get drawn in, don't you, to everybody's...
Yeah.
Warrior, keyboard warriors and stuff. And then luckily we had the High Flyers meeting last Wednesday. And I was like, you know what? Let's see what Russell thinks about it and Tony and your mum. Because that was another thing. I was like, but your mum and your wife are so important to your business. Like, and for me, I was just focusing on the fact that I'd seen and heard that he was so, like, such a misogynistic, whatever, you know? And I thought, okay, I need to reach out to you. So I did. And you sent me your last video when you were a little bit bigger. And that was really interesting that you did take him to town on that part of saying, actually, my wife is my business partner. And for me, that was really important to see. And if I hadn't reached out to you, I wouldn't have been able to step back and go, okay, well, actually, that is important to Samuel. And therefore, I can still trust Samuel because it comes with like things come with trust, you know, doesn't it? Like we've invested to learn from you about property, and that includes trusting you and everything. So I think it's really important, and I worry that a lot of people will not be able to then trust because their initial reaction of, you know, their caveman reaction, you know. Of like, oh no, Samuel's done an interview with Andrew Tate. So I really wanted to know why you done it to start with.
Yeah.
So if you could,
what did Russell and my mom say when you asked them?
So your mom was in the room actually when I asked it. I didn't ask it in front of everyone. We were in, I think it was like a break scenario, and it was just Tony and Russell and myself and James.
Yeah.
And I said, Russell, can I ask you a quick question? I said, how do you feel about Samuel doing this interview? And Russell's like, just put a really calming, like, thought process to it and was really good. I mean, him and James and yourself are very sort of, you know, when the government have lied. I've always been a little bit more like, oh, I don't know, I feel uncomfortable saying that. But there is a part of me that does also agree with that. I just, for some reason, still feel a bit uncomfortable saying it out loud. But that's a me issue. That's not an issue. And Russell really kind of, you know, said, actually, you know, it's kind of the same as you, because you're interviewing someone, you know, Russell said about him being a Christian as well, and that actually he really values his wife and business partner. And he's got girls and he wants them to be, you know, able to be businesswomen as well. So he was really good. He said, Samuel will have good reasons for doing this. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure it will be. But this time last week, I was still in that mindset of, but why did you do it? Because he's so like women hating and half, your Academy members that are completely smashing it. And not just what in one thing, like I believe there's a lot of, like myself, that are doing, you know, the HMOs are dealing with tenants, they're dealing with guests, they're deal sourcing, they're talking to investors, they're dealing with the council, you know, they're doing all these amazing things, which Russell agreed with. He was like, no, we really value that.
Yeah.
All the women and the men in the Academy. And then the break finished. So that was in that conversation, but it was really good to speak to him about it. And we talked about, he asked me how it felt to be a woman in business, which for me was really, really important because it can be really tough out there.
Yeah.
There's a part on one of the videos with Tate where he's like, oh, women do really well in sales because they flirt and et cetera. And I'm like, I just want to add to that and go,
they are good at some things, you know, like looking after kids.
Yeah. And that, to me, I couldn't be more opposite. You know, I don't have children, but then I'm a stepmom and I think family is important, but I'm also a businesswoman and I've done my training today. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I've made shit happen. I've made some sales calls already, you know? So for me, I was like, it feels like banging your head against the wall anyway on a day-to-day basis, let alone when you hear something like that. So I don't want you to be tarred as that either, because you're not like that. And you do respect the women in your academy. So hence why I reached out to you and then we agreed to have a chat about it. So why did you do it? What made you do it?
Well, for a start, I think that, I mean, in that interview that I did with Ted, the most recent one, it was about an hour and 40 minutes. And he probably spoke about women for about 10 seconds where he slipped. Probably can't drive. So there's a lot more to his message than that. He talks mostly, I mean, in my mind, Andrew Tate is mostly about business, finance. It is about being the best version of yourself, being fit, being strong, taking personal responsibility. Talks a lot about the government, challenges the government. So that's like a big part of his message. But also, I did, as you know, challenged him on his... And I said the exact same thing to him, what you're saying. I said, mate, my wife, my business partner, I run a training academy and 50%. 50%. It's not like 20% are women. 50% are women. And really making moves and making the economy better and building properties. How can you say this? It doesn't make any sense. So, you know, I challenged him on it and we had a ding-dong on it. And, I mean, I've had loads of people on my channel. Like, I've had people on my channel that are think it's wrong. I'm trying to get Simon Squibb on my channel at the moment. And he thinks wrong. I've been saying to him, bro, just come on my channel, Simon. And he believes that property investment is evil. So I don't think having someone on my channel at all means that we think the same and we have the same mind. If I didn't mention the woman thing, same as some of the other stuff as well, where I disagree with the Tate strongly. If I just didn't mention it, then I can see why maybe someone could say, the fact that you had them on the podcast for an hour and a half, didn't even mention some of these issues, then it could look almost like I'm endorsing that message, and I agree. But the fact that I actually said, what are you talking about, and called them out on it, kind of surprises me really that people would be offended and think, oh, Samuel doesn't respect women because he had Andrew on, even though I challenged him on the issue and told him I disagreed with him strongly. But I've had people on my YouTube channel who are tenants that believe that landlords are evil. I've had people on my channel that think that it's unethical to have a training company. I've had people on my channel think that I'm a scammer, and I've said, let's talk about it. So I think I'm a massive believer in, that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you. I was like, let's do it. Let's record it. Because I'm a massive believer in having conversations with people, having people, thrashing things out, and also having freedom of speech. You know, unless it's hate speech, or unless you're defaming somebody, it's okay to have different opinions, ideas, perspectives, challenge it, thrash them out. I'm a massive believer of that. And I think on social media, you've almost got everybody, you know, if you see something you don't like, it's like block, delete, get angry, get triggered. But I'm a massive advocate for sitting down, having a coffee and saying, why do you think that? Talk to me about that. You know, I think having the Tates on, there's a lot of what they say, which I do advocate. And I'm like, yes, But the stuff they also say, I'm like, you know, and you know, I'm a massive advocate for women. I mean, as you said, my wife is my business partner. I didn't say it. It goes about, it's almost cringy and stupid to say it because it's just, to me, it's just obvious. To say women can't drive, it's like, okay, like, women's car insurance is cheaper because they crash less. Okay.
Yeah.
It's almost, you know. Yeah. There are things that men are better at and women are better at, for sure. And I do think that we're
yeah, like finding things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the fridge. I'm like, I can't, it's not there. She'll come bang. You know, that we are different, for sure. But then there's exceptions to the rule. But for me, I am a believer in seeing the best in people. Like when I started out in property, I was only 17. Some people could say, oh, because you're young, you're not going to be able to do it. Like I'm just a massive believer in everybody. I'll tell everyone to flip the cards. If someone's shy, oh, I'm really shy. I don't think I can be successful. Good. Use that to your advantage. If you're a woman, man, black, white, old, young, like I'm a massive advocate for just empowering everybody, believing in everybody. Do I think men and women are different? Generally, you can and have certain strengths and weaknesses sometimes, for sure. Women generally have a higher EQ. They're more emotionally intelligent than men. Sometimes even with a man, you're like, they were well upset, weren't they? Oh my gosh, you were really harsh. And I'm like, were they? Like, I didn't even see it. So it's great having a woman by your side. Men tend to be more competitive. If you're going to say, I'm not going to sit here and be stupid and say women are as good at fighting and bodybuilding as men and can lift as much. They can't. Men are physically stronger. Men and women are different. Yeah. And that's okay. And that's why I think it's great to have teamwork going on, where you can have strengths and weaknesses. In my company, some of our top managers, some of our killers are women. If I thought that women were useless at business, would I have 50% of my workforce wearing? No. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of my perspective. But the reason I had him on my channel was because a lot of what he says I do think is fantastic. And, I mean, he's been very kind to me personally. He's helped me on my fitness and weight loss journey. He's come on now 3 times, plus Tristan 4 times. Every time he comes on, my channel blows. It's a good opportunity to have these types of conversations. I think it's always healthy to talk and thrash things out. One of the things I spoke to Russell about it actually before I had him on, and Russell said something really interesting, which was about, I think he might say this to you as well, but I've not spoken to him recently, but we use Ricky Gervais as an example. We both love Ricky Gervais. Now, for me, I'm a Christian and my faith is very important to me. Ricky Gervais thinks that Christians are idiots, ridicules the Bible, and he's a devout atheist. Personally, I'm like, I wouldn't say offended, but when I hear some of his jokes talking about Christianity, I'm like, nah, man, that's not it. Like, I don't like it. I strongly disagree with him. If he said, hey, Samuel, I want to come on the podcast, would I say no? No, because I don't agree with you. I'd be like, come on, man, let's come on the show. Let's talk. And there's a lot of what he says, which is brilliant. He's a comedic genius. I can see the good. I can see the bad. So I think, you know, I can understand why someone might say, I can't stand Andrew Tate. I don't want to watch him. He's just, I can understand that. But I can also understand why people might say, actually, don't agree with everything he says for sure. But there's some really good stuff. There's some not so good stuff. Chew the meat, spit out the bones. So that's kind of really the reason that I've had him on the podcast. And I've got love for Andrew Tate, despite what he says about women and despite some of his views that I don't agree with. I think the fact that he's come on my show many times, my experience has been good. Even Amanda met him. He was really respectful to Amanda. I think a lot of what he says as well, he deliberately is trolling. I think he's, and I said this to him,
he's going to get
loads of views. And I think he knows that sometimes, like a bit of rage bait, he'll say something to antagonize people because then people will be so annoyed that they'll share it in comment and then it will get views. But my experience, and even the way he's been with Amanda when he met with Amanda and stuff, he's been a gentleman, to be honest. And in terms of all the allegations and stuff like that, I'm also a believer in innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not going to before things have been proven in court. So that's kind of my general thoughts, really.
Yeah, no, and do you know what? Actually, I was talking to James because we were in a van on the way up to the different auction sites, getting loads of furniture, and we myself and James often have debates and discussions about everything, you know. And actually, I think that's really healthy as well, you know, that even in a marriage, you don't necessarily agree with one another, do you? About, you know, like James will go, oh, something about woke. And I'm like, well, describe what woke is. And we have this thing where he's like, well, I don't know what it is. And I'm like, well, how can you, you know, so I think that's really healthy to be able to do that. And I said to James, I was like, this is really bugging me because I just want to understand it so that I can then form a good opinion on it rather than just looking at social media and going, oh, that person's an idiot. That person's an idiot. And I was like, I'm just going to reach out to Samuel. And then I listened to the video in the van. James was like, wow, that just by reaching out and understanding that more, you've just gone another level of like being able to articulate how you feel about a certain thing. So I think, like you say, you know, with the property, education is key, you know, and it builds confidence. And with that, then you then ask more questions, you then learn more. So I was adamant that I wanted to not make a big thing of it last week at the High Flyers, because that wasn't what it was about. It's about celebrating people's wins. And, you know, we got some great information from your mum in regards to dealing with tenants and things like that.
Yeah.
But I did want to understand it. I wanted different people's opinions. I wanted Tony's opinion. I wanted your mum's opinion. I didn't get around to asking her in the end. But you know,
interesting. Just that. Mum would say. Interesting. I've not spoken to mum, but that's the thing as well. Like a lot of our mentors are women. Mum, husband, Ginny, yeah. Like you know what I mean. Our mentors are women. Our outflowers are women. Winners on a Wednesday. Half of them are women.
We had the podcast with Patricia as well. Because I don't know if you know the full story, but James almost run her over.
No, I didn't.
But Andrew Tate saying like women can't drive, right?
Yeah.
And so because he was parking up outside the houses by the thistle that we've got, the SAs, and she was just like, "Are you guys moving in?" And we were like, "No, these are our SAs." And she was like, "What?" So she come in, had a look at them, and then she got us in on a podcast the next day.
Oh wow!
So then the day after that, I was like, I need your opinion. I need your female opinion on what you think about this Andrew Tate thing. She was just like, I want to be able to watch it first before I share my opinion with you. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I 100% respect that. But I was like, you're a female working closely with Samuel. And I was like, oh, I needed to, you know, someone's that, it's that initial knee-jerk reaction of like, what the hell is going on? But I had quite a few, female academy members reaching out and saying, but hold on a minute, you know, Sam, you know, how do you feel about that? What's your opinion? And I also wanted to be similar to Patricia. I wanted to watch it, or I wanted to educate myself of why it's not even promoting Andrew Tate, is it? But that's what it feels like when you first look at it, that it's like, it's almost just like you want to look away, right?
I don't think Andrew Tate needs my help with promotions. I think I'm the one benefiting from
I'm the one benefiting on a commercial
perspective. But I think as well, when you sit down with people, it is so good to debate and thrash things out. Like, I don't know if you've seen the one that I did with Tristan, but we spent about 20 minutes arguing about immigration and things. And about UK, is UK finished? He said, oh, UK is finished. I'm saying, no, it isn't. We were debating. I think it's good to debate things and to thrash things out, because social media, we have our opinions. And if anyone says something a bit different, we're just like, ugh, block, delete, or that you're an idiot. Yeah. But actually being able to say, why do you think that? And sometimes I've met with people, I look something like the Tates now, but one person's voting Conservatives, one person's voting Labour, and on social media they might hate each other because they're really strong. But when you actually sit and you all talk, it's like, actually, we've shared the same values, we want the same things. It's just looking at it from a slightly different perspective, you know, looking at but I think human interaction, I know this is not quite human interaction because it's still over line, but sitting down with people and talking is the only way, I think, for the future. Social media, we've got everyone so divided. And maybe Andrew Tate's played into that a little bit, because he knows that people are going to be absolutely divided. And it was funny reading the comments, because it was like, one person would say, Andrew Tate is scum. Why on earth would you do an interview? And then the next comment would be, this is amazing. The best part is very little in between. There's very few neutral, even about me. In the comments, people would say, Samuel's gone woke. He sold his soul. He's now a left-wing liberal. Why? Because I said that I disagree that women can't drive. Now I'm woke. What
yeah,
the
yeah.
Hell?
But wait, what is woke?
Right, well, exactly. Awake. But then other people would say the polar opposite. So you can't try and please everybody on social media, but I'm happy to
sit,
I would sit with anybody on a podcast and chat with them and debate with them. But yeah, I think a lot of people, if you actually look at the interesting rate, you know, like Elijah, Kane Harris, a whole bunch of people on the Academy that are successful. Kane had cancer when he was like 15, 16. Then he got cancer free. Joined the Academy, got cancer free. Now he's turning deals, doing really well. A lot of these guys only heard about me because of my first Tate interview.
Yeah, I did see that and I was like,
So they were watching Andrew Tate, and then Andrew Tate immediately collab. Then they're like, oh, who's this Samuel Leeds guy? Now they end up on the Academy, and now they'll be probably listening to this, and they're doing really well. So, you know, you can't really argue with that. I mean, there's definitely good in that. But yeah, it'll be...
It's just so hard with, like... So for me, I take my step-parenting really seriously because I'm very much of the view of if I get it wrong, I feel like that's going to be worse for them than if their biological parent gets it wrong, you know? And so for me, having Harry... he's well excited to join the Academy. He's going to wait until he's 16, but he's seen Kane's Winners on a Wednesday, and he's like, well, he was 16. Why can't I be 15 and be the first one? Yeah, sorry, excuse my dog barking. Why can't I be the 15-year-old that's got blah, 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 blah. And I think that's amazing. You know, I'm so proud that he's watched what we've done and we've gone, do you know what? Any little bit of savings that I've got, I'm going to get. I want you and Dad to help me run it, and then the next one I'm going to do by myself, and then da, 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 da. So, and I think, but for him to come in the kitchen and say to me, "What's your opinion of this?" that's where I was caught rabbit in the headlights and was like, "Shit!" Because I've said to him, you know, be careful what you see online, and you know, don't get shoved down a rabbit hole and be respectful to women. That's a really important thing, you know, being respectful to women. And then I just thought, actually, I don't need to worry about that because he's got James.
Exactly.
And actually, he, rather than panic, I thought, well, how do you feel about it? And he's like, well, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to form my own opinion. And I was just like, that's enough for me, right? You know, and James the same. He was like, look, just because myself and Lisa may not agree with Andrew Tate, and James is like, look, James actually said he was too old to be watching stuff like that. I think James is too old. But he was like, but you know, I'll form an opinion. There will be things that James will agree, especially with the government stuff and things like that, you know, that myself and James may have a slight debate over. And so we explained that to Harry, and he just totally got it. He's watched your interview. He watched it before I did. So when I got back quite late last night. I was like, oh, I need to watch the interview before I speak to Samuel. And Harry's like, well, it's quite long. Like, you might be falling asleep. And I was like, no, I'm going to get up early, go to the gym and watch it. And he's just like, yeah, watch it on the treadmill. And like, you know, get annoyed, start running really fast. And like,
yeah.
So it's cool. It's
and also, as well, with some of the stuff, like women can't drive and this and the other, that, I mean, my wife, she doesn't care at all when she sees clips like that because she's very secure in her driving. She's driving up. She got a proper big whip. You know,
I see it.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like if someone says to me, Samuel Leeds is a scammer or whatever, I'm not affected by it because it's just not true. So I think if you can just think and be self-assured of what you're doing and who you are, you know who you are, and you formulate your views based on experiences, and you're winning and you're doing well, and you see someone on social media from anybody where it's like attacking you or yeah, but it's just like if I see something, I just think, okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah, I'm not. And you have got to be thick-skinned in business and in this world, right? You really, really have.
Exactly.
But it's just when he said things like to you, especially like, oh, you know, we built these big houses for these women to be in and stuff like that. It just, and I'm like, but, and,
Well,
I, and then it makes
maybe,
me.
maybe he does. Okay.
Yeah.
You build big houses for your women. Cool. I build big houses with my wife.
Yeah.
And there might be the next relationship where a woman builds big houses for her husband. And
Yeah.
it's different.
Absolutely.
It's not a complete stereotype. Yeah, men and women have got their differences for sure, but every individual and every human being is unique. And
Yeah.
some women have got really bad EQ and can't read the room, and some can. And so everyone's different. There might be general kind of strengths and weaknesses, kind of. But everybody's different. And I think that I think there's a revolution right now happening. I do. I think there's a revolution of it. Like, if you look at when you come to an academy dinner and you see all the women and what they're doing and what they're building and what they're creating, I think we're in a revolution.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
It's incredible. So I'm inspired.
He should ask Narelle about driving, because she was a lorry driver, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
He should have a drink off with her and ask her about driving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've passed my car a few times. Amanda's never crashed. I mean, men are a little bit more aggressive generally, a bit more reckless and aggressive. And as well, I think one of the reasons why, because some people say more men are billionaires, therefore men are better at business. I think men generally are more competitive. So
yeah.
when a woman gets to a point in business where they've done well, they can pay for whatever they want to pay for, they might think, right, now I'm going to relax a bit. Whereas a man's like, yeah, but that person's still beating me. I know for myself, I want to be the biggest, the best. So men sometimes can be more competitive. Does that mean they're better at business? No. But we're in a revolution. And another difference between men and women, this is an interesting one. Men are, if I'm sat with a group of guys, group of men, we'll rib each other. What are you wearing, man? You look terrible. You do realize this is, right? If a group of women are sat together and this is, what are you wearing? You look terrible. Oh! So
there are. But women would then say, some women would then turn around and go, oh, did you see what she's wearing? And I think that's worse.
That is worse.
I think that's more cutting. Whereas I'm the school of thought of, like, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say it. And
but
actually,
again, it's all general. Like my sister, she fights. She beats up in the boxing ring. She's straight talk.
Yeah.
So you can't generalize.
But I've sparred with her, and she's also really, really encouraging.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, I was like, oh, sorry, I keep using the wrong, like, my left and rights were getting mixed up. And she was like, why are you apologising? Come on. And then, because obviously I wasn't hitting her that hard. And she was just like, come on, hit me. And I was just like, well, I don't want to hurt you. And she was just like,
but what
hit
do you
me.
Think is, what I do think is unhelpful is in us and them, because ultimately we're a team. And as soon as you start, whether it be because of gender, race, anything, as soon as it starts being like women and men, If you're married, if you're in a marriage or a partnership and you're like trying to compete with your partner, it's so stupid. And I see this point scoring, arguing, bickering, trying to compete. You're on the same team, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody in my company, you know, everyone that I'm doing business with, and we're on the same team. We're only going to get far. We can be united. And so I'm not a fan of like the kind of separating men and women, us and them, or put anybody down, anybody for their age, their gender, or anything. I'm all about working together, lifting people up, having fun, seeing the best in people, playing to your strengths and weaknesses. To be clear, that's where I'm at. Only say what I think, you know. Some people say, oh, you're Samuel's just trying not to get cancelled. Why? Because I love women. Samuel's trying not to get cancelled.
Because you think the world of your wife. Oh, you bad man, Samuel.
Cancelled for what? I have no sponsors. I have no management above me. I say whatever I want, whenever I want. And I've said a lot of stuff that I've been persecuted for. And I'll always say what I believe in. I won't die on the wrong mountain, but I'll say what I believe in. And when I interviewed Andrew Clare on that, And it was fun. We've had a good few.
Do you agree though that there are going to be people that, for me, I've got a real like narcissistical vibe from him, and I've actually read a couple of books about that as well. And the main reasons were his body language. And when you were talking, he was sort of looking, and I was like, oh, that's kind of. And then also how he was like, well, you know, if you follow the government and you're like, I would call it like ducks and eagles, right? So you've got your ducks and they're like quacking away. And then he was just like, but I'm happy that people are losers because it was kind of like, well, they can follow me instead and they can make me richer. And for me, that's where the divide also comes in, especially with you and him, for example, is because, you know, you're a wealthy man as well, but you don't, I've never felt like a duck in one of your mentoring sessions, academy dinners, anything. I've never sat there and gone, well, I feel like a duck right now following Samuel. Yeah. You know, I feel like someone in a room full of winners or people wanting to win. And actually, we buzz every time we come and see you. You know, we're just like, oh, we needed that. We were feeling a bit, oh, in the trenches with tenants and guests. And, you know, so for me, that was also like, well, is he then just playing on people's vulnerabilities of like, oh, we must follow someone. So if we're not following what the government says, then we'll follow what he says and we'll pay him for that, or we'll pay more taxes into the government. Like, is there not a part of that, you know, like, oh, we just pick on the people that are basically going to follow whatever anyone says, you know?
Yeah, I think potentially, I mean, in terms of is he a narcissist, when I've met him, he's just been nothing but civil, respectful, polite, you know, so I would never... So I think he's a narcissist. In terms of his style of teaching, when he says things like, you're a peasant, you're poor, and things like that. I'm about lifting people up, seeing the best in people, lifting them up. Everyone responds different to different coaching. Like I've said this to Academy members, some people need a cuddle. Some people need a punch in the mouth. There's people I've said to them, if you were my employee, I'd fire you right now. You are useless at the moment and you need to get a grip. And I've been very direct and very harsh, and I do sometimes shout at people because sometimes some people respond well to that, other people don't. Myself as a coach, I'm trying to find out what makes them tick and what do they need. Tough love, do they need a come on, what are you doing, wake up, do they need that, or do they need come on, you got this, I've got you, we're here for you, reach out for help, you know. And it depends on the person. So With Andrew Tate, his kind of like tough love and stuff, maybe it works for a lot of people. I quite like it. I like listening to Dan. I get inspired listening to Dan Pena. And Dan Pena, I don't know if you know who he is. He's ruthless. He'll shower you, and he's way more extreme than Andrew Tate even. He's madman. But I love listening to Dan Pena. I'm like, yeah, I'm inspired. Other people might not be. I can't really speak for why he says that and what he's... agenda is it to try and help people be successful and to wake people up? Is it to, I can't really speak because I'm not in his head, but I just do what works, what I think works for my style, for my community. And I think generally speaking, seeing the best in people, believing in them, loving them, lifting them up. And it's certainly not about me. You know, like the Academy is not about how great Samuel Leeds is. I open the doors, give people the opportunities, the networking, the mentoring, the support to be successful. My goal is to just see people win and to be a small part in people's stories, so that after I'm dead or retired or whatever, it's like, you know what? Samuel helped enable thousands of people to be able to become financially free through property.
We'll add that to our gravestones. We did this by Samuel. we got
it. Just a tiny part.
We had it the other day. We had dinner, family dinner, and there was a couple of members of the family that said, well, we don't like what Samuel does on social media. And I was like, well, whether you like it or not, it's not about what you like. It's about him doing a short isn't... I was like, the opinion they had wasn't our opinion of, well, we've actually met him and this is our opinion. So, and actually a couple of family members listened and they were like, okay. And one was very, very interested in the crypto class that I did on Saturday and was like, okay. And I was like, look, you don't have to agree. You don't have to like somebody or you know, I'm saying, you know, myself and James do like you, and we have agreed with you in a lot of things. But there's, you know, when we did our winners on a Wednesday, and you, James, started going off all about Brexit, and I was like, I'm just gonna just sit here and just let James have it on.
But how does that apply to Andrew Tate then? So if you say, oh, Samuel, you know, you can't just look at some of his short videos where he's rage baiting people saying, oh, VIP pass when he's got a party.
Yeah, that was obviously, the one, yeah.
You know, obviously, I'm joking, right? I don't just leave my car in the middle of the road. I'm not an inconsiderate prick. There might be some truth in the VIP. If I do dump my car somewhere and I get a ticket, I might just think, oh, well, it's all good. I can afford it. That's my VIP pass. So there might be a little bit of truth to it. But at the same time, I'm joking. I'm just, yeah. So you know that because you know me personally. You know, yeah, you know, Samuel's not an inconsiderate jerk. I'd like to think most people that know me would say, actually, he's got a good heart. He helps people. He's reasonable. Yeah. He's measured. He's balanced. And he's passionate about what he does. But you could see why someone would see a chainsaw video of me or a parking ticket and think, oh my gosh, this guy's an absolute jerk. But actually, that's not true. So how does that apply to Andrew Tate? Is it possible that he's an extreme version of that?
Yes. I think it gets people watching, right? It gets people watching, you know? It gets, no one's famous or no one leaves a massive legacy from being just a nice person, right? Or not pushing boundaries, or, you know, people that are round pegs in round holes, they're not, no one's going to remember that, right? But people that are square pegs, I'm not going to squeeze into that round hole. You know, I'm just not going to do it. They are going to be, you know, myself and James, like throughout our different years and stuff, we've lost friends. We've you know, been successful. We've lost, we've won, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and there'll be so many different people through that. So trying to explain it, especially to maybe younger or older, you know, setting their ways, or, you know, just scrolling and not actually taking anything in, are they? They're just clicking for a second. Yeah. They're basically just judging you or Tate or whoever just on that 1 second. And that's why I wanted to reach out to you and say, well, I don't want to. And actually, I've got to know you even a little bit more now, because this is the first time you and I have had an interview without James by my side.
It's true.
Which is weird. I feel like my right arm's gone. I mean, he's downstairs, but downstairs watching the time.
Well, even within with our community, within the academy and the property community, I think it's, I'm not trying to create. The definition of a cult is where everybody thinks the same about everything. There's a leader, and then everybody just has to agree with everything. I'm not about that. I think it's healthy to disagree on stuff, and to, if you've got a community, is where people come together, different walks of life, different views, different perspectives, but actually can be together and can be united. That's a community. A cult is where everybody has to believe the same thing, say the same thing. So I love it when people reach out to me like you and say, like, what the hell, man? What did you say that for? That's stupid. Well, I disagree with that. What are you thinking? That's nice. It's healthy. We can have these conversations. So it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And I agree with you. Like last week, Russell said in the room with everyone that he was wrong, that me and James spent that money on the bathroom in the first property. And I was like, well, due to that, we've built our business and we now got 16 properties. So actually, and he was like, I'm wrong, guys. I'm wrong. And I was like, yeah, you are. Yeah.
There we go. Thanks a lot for Russell to say he was wrong. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
This has been a real pleasure. I know you've got stuff to do.
I've got some viewings. More properties.
16 is just not enough.
No, 20. We need 20. And then 25 and then 30.
I'm so proud of you, Lisa. Love to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
See you later. Bye. Bye.